Malawi has faced food insecurity for the past 3 years because of natural disasters, which also affected other parts of Southern Africa. These include Tropical Storm Anna in 2022, Tropical Cyclone Freddy in 2023, and the El Nino weather phenomenon this year, which has led to severe drought in the region. Climate change is also believed to be playing a part. The WFP says in Malawi, the drought has damaged 44% of crops, leaving 5.7 million people without food. This is over a quarter of Malawi's population. Gertrude Chasafari is among those affected. She says she grows various types of crops, including some vegetables, but now she's struggling to find something to eat. Sometimes we eat once a day, she says, or a day passes without us taking any food. Health experts say the food shortage situation has increased malnutrition cases among vulnerable groups, such as pregnant and lactating women and children under 5 years of age. Feston Katundu is a nutrition officer in the Chikwawa district of Southern Malawi, one of the hardest hit areas.
The prevalence for underweight in under five children is at 18%, which is high compared to Malawi as a nation, because Malawi is at 13%. And for wasting, we are also at 5%. Malawi is at 3%, so meaning that we are not doing good.
Katundu also says 34% of children under the age of 5 in Chikwawa are currently suffering stunted growth. The situation has forced the WFP to start providing supplementary feeding to malnourished children. Paul Tanibu is the WFP country director in Malawi.
In the last few years, the levels of moderate acute malnutrition were possible for the Ministry of Health to manage by itself. But with the increase in numbers now, we want to be able to ensure that the capacity is there in the Ministry of Health. So we are supplying additional products and doing training so that the children that have got moderate acute malnutrition won't deteriorate further.
Charles Galimba is the commissioner for the Department of Disaster Management Affairs in Malawi. He says another reason Malawi faces food shortages is because of its dependence on rain-fed agriculture.
If we put our act together by moving away from rain-fed agriculture to irrigated agriculture, we may solve this problem once and for all.
In the meantime, the WFP and Malawi's government are delivering emergency food assistance to millions of Malawians impacted by the drought. Lamek Masina, VOA News, Chikwawa District, Malawi.